to give the American people a huge tax cut for Christmas. Hopefully that will be a great, big, beautiful Christmas present.
They say Republicans are now closing in on historic tax reform. The House expected to vote around noon today. The Senate could vote tonight or tomorrow on their version of the bill. Let's talk about how historic it is. Larry Kudlow joining us now, CNBC senior contributor and host of The Larry Kudlow Show on WMAL Saturdays at 7. He's also the author of JFK and the Reagan Revolution, A Secret History of American Prosperity. Larry, good morning. Put this into context for us. How historic is this bill?
Well, it's prehistoric. I mean, it's the largest business tax cut I think we've had, at least that I can remember, because the really big tax cuts in the 60s from JFK and the 80s from Reagan were mostly individual tax cuts. There were some corporate tax cuts, but the individual tax cuts, you know, Kennedy from 91 to 70 on the top rate, and Reagan from 70 all the way down to 28. In fact, Reagan had 28 and 15 when he left. So, you know, we got more work to do. But, yeah, it's very important. But the business side is really crucial. And, you know, you're seeing a couple things here. The economy's lifting even before the tax cuts. Now, the other one that I love is the 25,000 Dow. We closed yesterday at 24,792. That doesn't mean you're going to get it. But a 25,000 Dow for Christmas would be a very nice present for Americans. And you can say, well, the stock market's just for rich people. But actually, it's much, much more than that. 50% of American households are invested in stocks, either directly or indirectly. And by the by, that includes government union pension funds, which are heavily invested in the stock market. So a lot of people are going to benefit, including middle-class people. So right now, Trump is on a bit of a roll, and Republicans are on a bit of a roll, and, you know, the $64,000 question is, the supply-side tax cut for business going to work? I believe it will. I think there's a business boom developing out there.
Larry, a technical question. I have a lot of people, we were talking about it earlier, you know, friends who are more liberal saying this is terrible, and they're bemoaning the salt tax cap of $10,000 deduction. Would it be financially sound for them? Would it be in their benefit to deduct their property taxes, accountant fees, which you can no longer deduct those things this year, pay them early this year? Yes. Is that one way to get around this for those
that's
people?
Yeah, good point. Very good point. You're right, Mary. You know, get it now while you can. And, you know, they're going to get, look, as Trump has said and others have said, by, I guess, February, you know, the IRS will have changed the personal tax rates and the tax brackets, the income brackets. So you're going to get bigger take-home pay, you know, pretty soon. That's going to come quickly. So that's the good. And, you know, you're right. Take the deductions while you still can. You know, this whole argument about salt, in some ways, look at it differently. These big states have been enabled by federal tax policy to tax their locals heavily and to spend heavily. So we need to stop enabling them, and we need to get people coming to the polls who will vote, you know, against governors, for example, who always want to raise taxes. And some people in New York and New Jersey have already said that they can't raise tax rates anymore, including Andrew Cuomo and also the president of the New Jersey State Senate. So, right, it's a double-edged sword. Take advantage of the deduction this year, and then go out there and, you know, fight big taxing governors and states. Just fight them.
Is there any part of you, the salt tax especially, I keep on comparing it almost like a sin tax for high tax states. But when you've got a situation like this, you know, and it seems like Republicans were able to create basically a bill that works for a Republican Party. Is there some part of you that's glad the Democrats didn't really have a hand in the creation of this?
Well, you know, from our book, JFK and the Reagan Revolution, those were bipartisan bills. JFK had to convince Republicans that tax rates, lower tax rates, would increase growth and actually raise revenues. And Reagan had to convince Democrats that lower tax rates would promote growth and increase revenues over time. So bipartisan, I think, is always better, you know, when you have these very large landmark-type bills, whatever it may be. We had, you know, no bipartisanship on Obamacare, for example, and the country never really bought into it. So I suppose, look, it is what it is. It's a good bill. It's not a perfect bill. but it's got some powerful points that are going to drive the economy and jobs and wages. I guess on balance, I would have preferred that the Democrats join in. I really would have. And the question I ask, and Steve Moore has asked, where are the JFK tax-cutting Democrats today? Where are they? Because their whole message here has been, you know, against tax the rich, blah, 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 blah. Well, I think they're going to feel awful dumb as this thing pans out.
It'd be nice to see somebody like a Joe Manchin jump in at the last second. So can I ask you about the president yesterday real quickly? He had this national security strategy, and a big part of it is economic security. Yeah. You're real focused, of course, on the economics all of all of this. Tell us about your impressions of the economic security plan.
I thought it was really a strong speech, and the economic security part is absolutely vital. Again, JFK and Reagan both argued that if you're strong at home, you'll be strong abroad. But if you're weak at home, you'll be weak abroad. And Trump said that in the speech yesterday. He basically linked a strong economy at home with stronger U.S. leadership and authority overseas. The two are linked. And that's a very important point. And for him to say that, I think, was really breakthrough stuff. And I hope people listen to the importance of that. That's why cutting taxes, pro-growth, and so forth, these are really good things, and they have international repercussions that are going to be very positive for the USA.
All right, Larry Kudlow, thank you. And if we get big tax cuts this week, thank you as well for pushing the president on that issue. Really appreciate that.
Okay.
Also, you can hear Larry Kudlow Saturdays on WMAL, 7 p.m. Lots more Larry there.